您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Health authorities in Anhui have issued a provincial guideline for cesarean sections aiming to bring down the excessively high level of such procedures. It is the first regulation of this kind. Now, how should we choose between natural birth and C-section? 近年来选择剖宫产手术的产妇越来越多。近日呢，安徽省的卫计委推出了全国首个有关剖宫产手术的管理清单，非清单内的原则上拒绝执行剖宫产。那剖腹产和顺产你更倾向于选择哪一个呢？ So do you think that there's a problem which makes this regulation sort of necessary?
I don't understand why this is all necessary. Because for me, a single young woman in a big city, I sit in the humble seat of a student trying to understand more about cesarean section and natural birth, these kind of things. But I think ultimately it comes to the choice of the woman that's giving birth to the kid. And I don't understand why this has to have a requirement or a guideline to restrict it.
I think if we look at the origin of this, it takes its name from Julius Caesar, the Roman leader who lived around just over 2,000 years ago. And in traditionally, cesarean section was only used in cases of some sort of problem with the natural childbirth situation. It was done in an emergency. And now it seems to be preferred by almost 50% of women in China. In fact, the figure is 46% of women in China have a C-section. It's one of the highest rates in the world, according to the World Health Organization, which recommends a rate no higher than 15%. So what you said, I agree, kind of agree half with it, her young, that it should be the woman's choice. But is it? Are hospitals encouraging women unnecessarily to have this? Why? Money. Because hospitals charge quite a lot of money for a cesarean section, don't they?
Well, I think the reason why people go for it, or these pregnant ladies, they are opting for this, is it is sort of understood that either way doesn't really it doesn't make as big of a difference. The baby is going to be healthy either way, so it's not a game changer, but it's the less hurtful one.
But are they talked into it by the hospitals?
Not necessarily, right?
Right, yeah, I have to get into this discussion because as the only woman who have actually experienced a childbirth here, I know that the accusation is always made to hospitals that they are persuading pregnant ladies into doing it, but actually I don't think so. From my own experiences and many experiences of people that I know that have had babies, most doctors right now have the professionalism not to do that. In fact, hospitals are also under pressure of some kind of unwritten rule to reduce the number of C-section operations, just like this one, because but this one is written out right now, you know, in a bright way. So a lot of the times the women want to have a C-section for various reasons. Number one, thinking that it's less painful, which is wrong. Number two, thinking that therefore I can choose to have my baby on a certain day that is auspicious, quite absurd. And there are some other concerns, which sometimes they are afraid of a complexion during natural childbirth. So they think, well, why not just, you know, have it taken out of me?
Yeah, I must say, I think if I was a woman and a pregnant one at that,
okay,
I think I'd definitely go for the C-section.
What?
Because
what are you talking about?
When you look at how big a baby is after it's been born, right? Mm-hmm. And then you think, like, where it came from. I mean, the difference in size is, you know, I mean, imagine being stretched like that.
It must
really
don't
hurt.
Don't scare me out.
But it must be. It must really hurt.
Though. It does.
And I know that, you see, I mean, I know, for example, from cuts and things. We all get cuts through our life. I know how painful.
Like a paper cut, well, Mark? Now you're comparing to that? A woman giving birth to a child versus a paper cut
on
your finger, Mark.
A paper cut's quite painful, though, isn't it, really?
Oh, my God.
I think a paper cut's one of the most painful kinds of cut. But, I mean, you know, based on guessing cuts from time to time, I'd rather have a bigger cut because I know what kind of pain that is. The thought of what women go through having a natural childbirth gives me nightmares at night, or would if I thought about it too
much. Okay, I'm interested
your
to
body
find out what Xiaohua experienced, if you're not, if you wouldn't mind sharing the feeling of it. Because I heard from the only friend who's given birth to a child of mine in my friend circle, she said it felt like an axe sort of just cutting
Well, wait a minute. I'm assuming...
Natural birth.
No, can we compare it to something that we have experience of? Because, I mean, I'll bet she'd never been cut with an axe. So we need to compare it with something that we have experienced.
Xiaohua, okay, can I say, for all the ladies, men, you guys don't experience this.
You
but,
don't have a clue.
But for a men's
neither
pain...
Neither do you.
Okay.
Do you?
I want to see what Xiaohua has to say here.
All right. Shall I?
Yes, please.
Okay,
please.
So for the women who sometimes experience pain during their monthly, period, and it can be quite painful for some people, but try to enlarge that by 10 to 100 times.
But I can't relate. I can't relate to that, though.
For guys, I think there is nothing that can be of that pain that can be compared to like a cut or like a physical pain, like the tearing up of your flesh or something. It's a completely different feeling and also of a different level. Mm. And because it's like the whole of your stomach is engrossed in this twisted and kind of pain, and that you think will never stop, and that is going to last for about at least 2 hours, or even more.
Wow, Mom, I love you. I love you so much for going through so much to bring me to this world. Although I didn't make that choice, but still, that kind of pain, it's scary just to listen to it. And the worst thing out of the whole thing is, ladies tend to think that C-section is the less painful way to go about it, but actually, after the operation, like right after you give birth, that part is not that painful, apparently. Correct me if I'm wrong, Xiaohua, but it's when you like recover, like the first time when you're trying to pee or even to pass some gas, it's pain like hell. I'm a bit horrified. Okay, Xiaohua, your turn.
Definitely true what you just said, because I've lived in the same room as a lady who has just had a C-section, and painful as it was for me to deliver the baby the natural way, I saw her groan and moan for 3 days after giving birth while I was just, you know, jumping about.
Jumping about?
Well,
wow.
not actually jumping, but I was moving as usual, so there was no pain after the birth, almost no pain. But for her, it was like three horrible, horrible days, and she had to have people, you know, acting as her crutches every time she goes, you know, out of her bed.
And then if you compare what happens afterwards, she would have a scar for the rest of her life.
Exactly.
But women's bodies aren't the same shape after they've given birth naturally, are they?
And, well, that's exactly the point I want to talk about. People think that your body recovers faster after a C-section, but it's not. Actually, it does not recover that fast. In fact, it recovers faster if you go through a natural birth, of course, given that you exercise.
Does it go back to how it was before, though, or is it always a bit different when you've given birth?
Well, in my own personal story, people say that I'm slimmer after birth.
Really? Yes.
Slimmer after?
I can show you photos before I gave birth.
Because Xiaohua looks great no matter what. I couldn't tell
so much
the difference.
I mean, they weren't just saying, you know, slimmer after you gave birth compared to, like, 3 hours earlier.
Oh, no, Mark.
How harsh a sentence he uttered.
You.
Yeah. What were we talking about anyway? I thought we were trying to recommend natural birth for women.
We were saying why are the levels so high in China, 46%, and are the hospitals encouraging mothers to pay money
because
they can make money
ignorant.
From it.
Yeah, and because people were ignorant. They think that C-section is safe, but it's not. And actually, it's safer for the baby. We forgot to mention that. But I think everybody by now should have known that it's actually not safer, but it's healthier for the baby to be pushed out of a mother's system like that. That final push is like the final closing process of a fetus's development and change to a baby.
I suppose so, yeah.
Wow,
natural,
I'm learning so much from Xiaohua, nothing from you, Mark.
Thank you.
But that was really good, and all I can think about right now is the abs that I've exercised to get, that are so cherished by me. You know, I exercised 10 years to get them.
And that will actually help you if you do carry a baby in the future someday. In the natural birth. It will help you a lot. You will experience less pain, and it will be a smoother delivery.
Do they encourage women before they get pregnant? Because I know that a lot of thought goes into it in China. Actually, a lot of planning goes into it, change of diet and so forth. Do they encourage any sort of development of the muscles down below?
Yes.
If you're planning
to
get
pregnant?
Yes, they
do. If you go to one of those courses, they do teach you that. And going to courses, I think, is necessary.
But I think that's still something that I think new mothers have, in the last few years maybe, have learned more about. Because in the old days, the process of, after pregnancy, it seems like, just fattening up. But now I think people are more scientific about these things.
Yes, exactly.